We've had a fantastic response from the Oxford people and public, actually, and the radio station, and everybody have been so supportive of our final and the decision that was made last Friday. And you know, it's right in the middle of the heartland of England, where there's a lot of people living, and we're expecting a good turnout of local Oxfordians.
We've had the fixtures unveiled, and your first one is going to be at home to Leicester Tigers. Not a team that will be easy meet at all.
No, and I'm sure they've got a squad complete that whatever 15 they select will come down and be extremely challenging for us. You know, to have the Quins then the following week it's great. You know what? And it's what players play for. They want to play against the best players in the world, and that's the opportunity they have now. You know, they can eventually go to their graves without any regrets. That's a bit extreme, I know, but
excellent. I hope they don't go to their graves too soon. But in terms of perhaps finding some of the players that might bolster your squad between now and the start of the season, is there a need for more investment in the club to be able to achieve that, or will you be doing it on the budgets that you might have previously had?
Well, we kept five spaces in our squad, but we weren't sure with what type of player we were going to fill them with. So, you know, we'd be great if we could just sign 23 players. Well, but that's not the case in rugby union. You have to have a lot of bodies, a lot of people. And so, you know, what's important is that we get a squad which is going to carry us through some highs and lows.
Great. Well, we really look forward to you this season. And then congratulations on being in the Premiership.
Thank you.